Welcome back, everyone. This is Gameplay. I'm your host, Matthew Kaas. You are listening to TSN 1050, but I bet you already knew that. Joining me now from TSN Edge, senior sports betting analyst, it is Dominic Padula to look back at the Super Bowl from a betting perspective. But again, a betting perspective is really just what we saw on the field perspective as well. Dominic, thanks so much for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, heck of a season, and looking forward to putting a bow on it and starting to look towards next year.
And we will get there, because you can already start placing down bets on who you think is going to win the Super Bowl next year. I will save that. But for you, and just and people can read your column, Morning Coffee at tsn.ca/edge. Reading this morning, overall, a successful Super Bowl for you, sir.
Yeah, it's a successful Super Bowl. The big one for me is the Gainwell prop we talked about in the past couple of weeks on your show. Just jumping on the over 16.5 rush yards, over 19.5 rush yards later in the week. And then I saw the over rushing attempts, over 4.5 rushing attempts pop up. And
yeah,
I actually liked that one the most out of all of them, but it was only offered at a couple of spots. So did well on the Gainwell props. I had a pending future on the Eagles that did not go well, but you win some, you lose some. And certainly feeling good on this Monday morning, coming off a profitable Super Bowl.
One of my bets was the Gainwell over 4.5 rush attempts. You could find it I found it on FanDuel, so that was one of my big ones. My number one that I won, my number one bet I said last week, was both teams to score 20 points or more. So, Dominic, I was feeling pretty good about that one early in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. Great bet. Obviously, the Eagles jump out to that lead, and you know that Chiefs are going to be playing from behind. Even at the time when Mahomes goes down with the injury, they're already at 14, so they just need one more score to get there. That was a great bet by you.
Yeah, I was thrilled with that, and I gave that out to a couple of my friends, and so it was nice where I seemed like the smart guy. I broke my streak. Speaking of Mahomes limping, from a betting perspective, how tough was that loss for the Eagles when you consider the history of the lack of double-digit comebacks, and the Eagles were -460 on the money line at the half?
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's only been 6 double-digit comeback victories in Super Bowl history, and Mahomes has 2 of them now, which is ridiculous, but especially considering he's only played 6 seasons. I think that anybody, look, the crazy part that really stands out to me is when you really go back and think about those images that we saw right before the half,
yep,
it was Mahomes like limping, looking at the sideline. He looked like he was almost in tears. He was in so much pain. We get Rihanna, fantastic performance. Mahomes comes back out, and he looked better than he did at any point in the playoffs. He looked fine. So maybe it was that purple Gatorade that paid off for him. Whatever it was, it worked. He looked awesome. And if you jumped on the Eagles thinking like, oh, maybe Mahomes might not be able to finish the game. They were already up double digits, so maybe you took a -7.5 live. That's a tough spot, because the only information you have to go off of is the fact that the Eagles have been so dominant in the playoffs. They were excellent in the first half, with the exception of the Hurts fumble that was returned for a touchdown. And Kansas City's best player, the MVP Patrick Mahomes, looks like he might not even be able to continue the game. All of a sudden, you flip to the second half, and it's all Mahomes, especially in that fourth quarter. If you bet the Eagles live, that's an awful beat.
Oh, yeah. It's an awful beat for the bettors, and it's an awful beat for the state of Pennsylvania. Because when I'm seeing the reports that Chad Henne is warming up, like when we went into the half, I was bummed out, because I'm like, even though I said, hey, take Kansas City to win the game, that wasn't, I didn't bet on either side because it was just too close for me. However, it felt like the second half was not going to be very entertaining. Like, it felt like, we could have a blowout, and we didn't, which is just such a testament to Andy Reid, to Eric Bieniemy, and to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they were pointing towards the missed field goal by the Chiefs in the first half, as a potential, hey, that could have swung the game very early on. For me, it's the Bolton fumble return. I mean, just the way that Hurts kind of lost control of that ball and then sat it up perfectly for the touchdown return. When you think about how crucial the penalty on the play before it was, the actual fumble that leads to the touchdown. I mean, the Eagles led by 10 at half with that touchdown going the other way. But yeah, I mean, look, it's a testament to Mahomes and Reed and Bieniemy and the job that they do, the way that they kept that defense off balance the entire second half, and in particular the fourth quarter. The motion, getting guys running inside and then sprinting outwards. That's what we saw on the penalty against Bradbury with Juju Smith-Schuster. And perhaps most impressive was the fact that Travis Kelce was excellent in the first half. He had over 60 yards. Travis Kelce in the second half, he was clearly dealing with an injury. He wasn't 100%. He only had like 20 yards in the second half. So the fact that the Chiefs were able to put up 24 points with a banged-up Kelce, Mahomes obviously, you know, coming off the injury, against a pretty good Eagles defense. They have been awesome until that second half. Yeah, just a testament to the job that they've all done. And hey, they deserve it at this point.
And I'll say the Eagles defense didn't give up 38 points. They gave up 31 because one was the defensive touchdown. However, for everyone out there, you know, I bet there was a lot of people betting. I know one of mine was the Hargrave, the defensive tackle for the Eagles, to get one sack at like plus 165 or something like that. But one of the one of the biggest stories of the game was how bad the Eagles defense was, how good the Chiefs offensive line was. I bet there was a lot of people betting the overs on Eagles defensive props, and you lost all of them.
Absolutely. The fact that they didn't have a single sack in the game, we were talking about it, and when we got to the fourth quarter, and we knew obviously that it was going to come down to the fourth quarter, we kept talking about, like, is it holding? Like, is this just a monumental performance by this Chiefs offensive line? Like, they've been so good, and I think it was a mix of things. I think it was, you know, the refs were obviously letting them play until late in the fourth quarter. I think that they were getting the ball out quickly. Obviously, Travis Kelce was a big part of that. And then Isaiah Pacheco played a monster role in that game. I mean, he took some big hits. He dished out some big hits, and he just kept trucking. He averaged 5.1 yards per carry, 76 yards and a touchdown. I don't think anybody would have bet on the Eagles not to register a single sack in the game. And further to that, Kansas City to outrush the Eagles. The Chiefs finished with 158 rushing yards versus just 115 for the Eagles. That was the difference in the game. If the Eagles were able to stop the run and run the football, they would have been able to ice that game. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't run it in the second half. That opened the door for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. The rest is history.
Yeah, it really was. And some interesting quirks. If you tell me that the over would hit by 22 points, and yet Patrick Mahomes would be 120 or so yards off the total for him, you know, which I found interesting. But that just screams to, once the KC got a defensive touchdown, once the third quarter had only two drives, anyone thinking that the Mahomes overs for yardage was going to hit was sadly disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's not many people that would have, you know, taken. If I told you Jalen Hurts would have 374 total yards and four touchdowns and lose a game, you'd be surprised. If I told you Patrick Mahomes would only throw for 182 passing yards, he'd score 38 points and he'd be MVP, you'd be surprised. That was the best part about this game, is there were so many different guys that stepped up, whether it was Hurts, Kelce, Pacheco, Devonta Smith had a massive game. And Mahomes, to his credit, like that big 26-yard run that set up the go-ahead touchdown late in the fourth quarter. Like,
yep.
That was incredible. And you know what? Maybe if Mahomes is 100%, are the Eagles really not leaving a spy in there? Are they really leaving the middle of the field wide open for Mahomes to take off and run for 26 yards? I don't think they are. So the fact that he was banged up but still able to go, I think on that play in particular, really worked in his favor, because he was able to take off and scramble for 26 yards and there wasn't a single Eagles player in the picture. A big part of that game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely. It was a very unexpected run by Patrick Mahomes. All right, we're joined by Dominic Padula from TSN Edge. So if we are looking ahead, KC 6-1 to win the Super Bowl, Eagles 9-1, Bills 8.5-1. My feeling is this is kind of a sucker's bet right now. You need to wait for more information. It's like I've said many times that when the Eagles traded for A.J. Brown, I then bet on them to win the NFC East. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on already placing bets on next year's Super Bowl?
I don't think that there's any reason to rush it. I mean, at the beginning of the year, the Bills were the favorite. The Chiefs were 10-1. That's a better number than you would get betting the Chiefs now. Same thing with the Eagles. They were 20-1. They're 9-1 now. The biggest thing that stands out to me is some of these prices seem lower than they should be. And I think part of that is baking in the expectation of what these teams will do in the offseason and not getting caught off guard. So, like, if you think the Jets are going to get a quarterback, well, they're already 25-1, which makes them a top 10 choice. It's not really value there betting the Jets. If you think that the Detroit Lions are going to take a big step forward, well, they're already 25-1 to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, maybe not the best value there. I think we're going to see a team in that, probably in that top 8, 20-1 or shorter, that emerges as a Super Bowl champion next year. I got my eye on the Cincinnati Bengals right now, 9-1. I'm not jumping to bet it, but it's like, look, they could have very well been in that Super Bowl. And based on the outcome, they could have very well beat the Eagles. They got Ja'Marr Chase, they got T. Higgins, they got Tyler Boyd, Joe Burrow. That group together, I think they got a real swag to them. I think they improved their offensive line in the offseason and their defensive secondary, and then they're right back in the thick of the mix, right where the Chiefs and Bills were at the end of last year. So I like the Bengals at 9-1. But again, to your point, there's no reason to rush the bet on the Super Bowl. All these teams at 10-1 odds are shorter.
Yeah, it's funny, though, you mentioned Cincinnati. That would be the only one where I'd break my own rule. But no, I'm not going to be placing a bet now. So as we let you go, the NFL season is done. What's next for the morning coffee column?
We're going to try to, you know, talk to as many people as we can and do as much research as we can and get ready for NHL and NBA. Last year, the NHL playoffs were outstanding. That Colorado-Edmonton series was fantastic. We're going to try to get back into the mix with hockey and NBA and give out some more winners. And before we know it, March Madness and the NFL draft will be here, and we'll be looking to handicap that as well. So, I mean, look, the NFL season's over. It's a little bit bittersweet, but it was a long year, and now we get to look forward to you know, whatever happens in the NBA and NHL and other sports. And I can promise you we'll have some winners for you guys.
Nice. Hey, Dominic, really appreciate. We will chat soon somewhere down the road, but, you know, take a couple days off. Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That is Dominic Padula, TSN Edge Senior Betting Analyst.